We are the spirit of water. And for your information, this messenger experiences us most frequently and most intensely in the place called Niagara Falls in the state of New York, in the country of the United States, on the planet Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy. And he has placed a glass of water, which he is holding at the moment, and he is imagining that it is the water that rushes over the falls in that space. And the reason we share all of this with you is because water is universal. Your human experience of it is normally in the external of your body. It is not typically in the internal aspect of your body. For even though there is a tremendous amount of liquid flowing through you, you do not often experience it. And when you do, there is sometimes a kind of negative perception of it. If you cut yourself and you begin to bleed, you look at it as a kind of infraction upon self. Why have I done this to myself? Or why has this happened? When you allow yourself to feel that way, you sometimes shift and change the feelings of the brain or the mind, the thoughts of the brain. On the other hand, when you experience us as rain or snow or sleet or hail, in whatever form we come, we being water, sometimes you welcome us and sometimes you do not. What we are trying to say is that we are of a universal nature. And think of us for a few moments as atoms, molecules, particles, pieces, if you will, pieces of reality, an element, perhaps. We are instrumental and extremely important in the survival of many things. We are also instrumental in the destruction of many things. When there is too much water and there is a flood, when there is too much snow and there is an avalanche, the power of our element can be incredibly destructive. On the other hand, when we are watering the plants and providing water for the animals and the human beings, when you swim in our lakes, in our rivers, in the pools that you create artificially, which include us, there is oftentimes a very positive feeling. So, we are a force to be reckoned with. For the purposes of our distribution or discussion or transmission on this day, we wish for you to experience us in our gentle, loving, compassionate form. For a moment, imagine that we are the fluid that is running through you. And if there is something that you can drink at the moment, be it water or some other form of water, coffee, tea, some sort of juice, we would ask you to take a drink of it now. And imagine that you are ingesting compassion, love, life, light, and kindness. For that is the form that we wish to represent to you at this moment in time. And basically, survival. You recognize that as a human being, you can survive for long periods of time without food. Your physical body supplying the nourishment necessary for you to survive. What you cannot survive without is fluid, water. And if you think of water in terms of the most positive light, the purest possible contribution to yourself, that is our intention on this day. Even in the desert, the place that is often perceived as the place where a minimal amount of water is available, even there, we exist. Maybe it is hard to find us there, but we are there nonetheless. We are everywhere on your planet, and we make up a tremendous percentage of the element of the earth. We represent emotion. Sometimes we represent destruction. And sometimes we even represent death, for there are many who have perished as a result of their traveling into us, onto us, or through us. Allow yourself to breathe. Remember that the majority of time we give life. The majority of the time we support life. And it is only in the rarest of circumstances that we take life. Breathe. Connection is what we wish to communicate on this day. Connection to you. Connection to one another, connection to Creator, the origin, the source. All of you are connected. All of you are a part, a powerful part of creation. And as you allow yourself to imagine, you are at your favorite place where we, the spirit of water, are most prevalent, most adored, and most loved. Perhaps at the beach, perhaps near a pond, perhaps a river wherever it may be. Allow yourself to imagine that you are surrounded by love, balance, harmony, and most important, acceptance. We are accepting you without judgment. We are loving you. We are adoring you. And we are assisting you in your process of thriving, not surviving, thriving. So we encourage you to ingest us, to drink of us, so that your physical body can indeed not only survive, but thrive. Forgive him. Thrive. An affirmation. I am thriving enthusiastically. I am thriving in my present state. I am hydrated. I am loved. I am accepted. I am thriving enthusiastically. I am hydrated. I am loved. I am accepted. And breathe. Now, with your eyes closed, imagine yourself lying in a tank of water, open to the air, lying upon your back, and the water you are lying in is exactly your physical body's temperature. And you are floating weightless. You are not sinking. You are remaining on the surface. Nothing else is touching you, just the water. And you are warm, and you are comfortable. You are thriving. Your body's metabolism is moving in at exactly the rate that it needs to for you to thrive. And the water that you are floating in is actually penetrating the orbs, the pores of your skin. It is not overwhelming you. It is moisturizing your skin. You are comfortable. And a strange anomaly begins to occur. And that anomaly is that you are growing younger and younger and younger. The water that is hydrating you is rejuvenating, re-energizing your being. Incredible amounts of energy, electrical energy, are flowing through this water into your skin. Electrical probes are flowing up into the brain, and they are energizing your brain. Neurons are actually being separated, allowing your belief system to be completely and totally revamped, reorganized. I believe in my ability to love myself. I believe in my ability to trust myself. I believe in my ability to accept, love, and forgive myself. As the neurons in the brain are reorganizing, detaching, and reorganizing all of these experiences are taking place, and breathe. And as you breathe, you are feeling more and more comfortable. Your energy level is rising. The hydration level in your body is rising. And you are connecting at a deeper and deeper emotional level with we, the spirit of water. And suddenly a new experience begins to occur. The water that is hydrating you is also healing you. The energy of the healing teams, all of the healing teams, from whatever source they may have originated, are beginning to integrate themselves into your physical structure. Any cell promoting imbalance or disease is being washed, cleansed, and hydrated by the highest frequency of healing. And so this process, described by the angelic one, of light infiltrating dark, is actually taking place in your physical body. A higher frequency is infiltrating the lower frequencies, and you can feel the shift and the change taking place as the spirit of water hydrates each and every cell with a higher and higher frequency of light and love and trust and forgiveness. As these droplets of water enlighten each and every cell, your physical structure is opening to this magnificent change. No matter what part of your structure, no matter what type of cell, be it skeletal, muscular, part of an organ, flesh, tendons, ligaments, hair, fingernails, toenails, skin, part of the lymphatic system, no matter what it is being hydrated, cleansed, washed with this higher frequency. Each and every cell is accepting these electrical impulses of healing. If there is some stubbornness, some rejection, or some reason, any particular cell is not opening to this hydration, your higher self is instructing it to reverse its position and open to the healing you deserve. And breathe. And focus now on any part of the body that has given you grief, discomfort, or pain. Focus upon any organ that has caused you difficulty. And imagine the spirit of water, in all of its healing capability, is flowing into that organ, into that space, into that musculature, into that area of your body, blessing it, healing it, honoring it, restoring it with light. Encouraging the darkness to leave. Remember that we are a loving element, and that our sole desire is to support you. And breathe. I absolutely give myself permission to heal. And I encourage the water in my physical body to continue to increase and raise its vibrational frequency to help me heal and grow better and better and better. And breathe. We greet you peacefully, lovingly. And we hope that is how you encounter us. No matter what water you are near, no matter what form it takes, remember, there is an ample amount of it flowing through you, and you are connected to us. So we encourage you to love, forgive, and enjoy yourself, being inundated with kindness. That is our hope and our desire for you. And so be it.